This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, in a way, honestly, it was kind of anticlimactic, the signing of the partial U.S.-China trade deal this morning. There was some speechifying, of course, about 5 minutes of actual signing and handshaking, and then it was done. 94 pages in all, China promises to buy $200 billion in U.S. goods and services over the next 2 years. The U.S. gets some market access over there and some technology transfer protections. The devil, of course, is in the details, and it has to be said here that almost all of President Trump's tariffs on Chinese imports stay, but it's a start, especially for American farmers who have been whacked the hardest by this trade war. We've gotten April Hemis on the phone. She is a fourth-generation corn and soybean farmer in Franklin County, Iowa. She is also the one, if you remember, who let me drive her combine when we were out there a couple of months ago. April, it's great to have you back on again.
Yeah. Great to hear from you.
So were you watching this morning or were you out working?
No, it's cold and snowy and yucky in Iowa in January. So I was inside glued to the TV waiting for all of the big numbers.
And are you satisfied with the numbers as we know them so far?
Well, you know what? They threw out so many numbers that, you know, what I'm sticking with is the $40 billion that the Chinese vice minister said China would promise to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the $40 billion.
Yep.
And then more if needed. So that's a huge jump from what we have been doing, even from 2017 when we were hitting records. Kind of where we're at.
Yeah, but wait, if they were hitting records before and now it's even more, do you think they can actually do it? Because that's the nut graph on this whole thing, right?
Yes, it is. None of us farmers are running out, like the president said, and buying tractors and buying more land. Let me just put that out there right now. Those were the record numbers in 2017, and we've gone way down from there since the tariffs have been put on. So it's going to be hard to regain that market share and then add on top of it. So I guess we're all optimistically hopeful for all this.
Okay, you know? I'll go with that.
And that's farming. So
right. Look, you go back and forth to China a lot. You do a lot of sort of client and customer management over there. Have you talked to anybody over there about this yet?
A little bit. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law actually live in China.
Oh.
So we talked about it. He was back over Christmas and, they're all looking forward to it. And what we forget in America is they need this deal just as much as we do. So, we tend to look past that, I think, but, that's the most we've talked about. And we didn't have any kind of specific numbers then, but, I think they're looking forward to some kind of a deal.
What's the buzz, at the place you and I had lunch? What's the name of that place?
Oh, Bradford Cafe.
Oh, the Stumble Inn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number 2 Tenderloin in Iowa. And actually, I had with the coffee boys that you met, some of them.
Yes.
I said, okay, I'm going to be talking to Kai Ryssdal tomorrow. What do you guys think? And they all said, it was kind of, I hate to use the movie line, but show me the money.
Yeah.
And we're going into now where Brazil's crop is coming online, their soybean crop. So they traditionally China moves and buys from Brazil now.
Right.
So what all of us are thinking is we really won't see an increase in prices until later in the year. And in fact, I just got my text message from my Cargill processing plant and soybeans are down 13.5 cents. So
market's going to do what the market's going to do, right?
Yeah. So it was kind of a, okay.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll be back out there like when the weather's warmer. Springtime, maybe. Does that work for you?
Yeah, spring. Coming. Okay. I just got another planter, so come and plant my corn for me.
That one. All right. April. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. Thanks.